Thank you for holding. Is this Kyla?
Yes.
Hi, Kyla. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well. It's been a busy morning this morning, but good problem to have. I understand you were speaking with the other John, John Ramirez. He asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details with you. There's a new in business credit that he wanted me to apply, but did you have any questions about our services or what we could do for your company?
I just want to verify that this isn't anything like Angie's List where I pay for leads and they're crap leads and then this money's being taken out of my account and I don't get any business.
That I can definitely relate to. I can't tell you how many people I've saved from that in my 10 years here. They used to be called Service Magic, actually, like a long time ago, and then they turned into Home Advisor, and then Home Advisor bought Angie's List and turned them into Angie's Leads. So I can assure you we are nothing like that. They actually use
a service. Well, for a business to be sold that many times, it can't be that good.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't even that they were sold. They were shut down, actually, for selling those leads. And then they rebranded and told the Federal Trade Commission that they weren't doing that anymore. But the Federal Trade Commission is a little smarter than that. So they've actually been still investigating them since they reopened as Home Advisor and bought Angie's List in 2016. So it's been, it's been a roller coaster.
That's the biggest scam I've ever heard of.
It is. It is. I can actually send you, like, watch, there's this article. Do you get texting on this phone number?
I do.
Okay, look. So there's this article that came out, and I've had a few people who have reported fraud through this Federal Trade Commission site, and some of them have gotten, like, because I guess when you owe leads from them and you cancel, they try to send it to collections. So some of them had their collections expunged, and a few of them have been refunded. You know what I mean? So I've helped a lot of people. I'm not kidding. Get out of that system.
You gave me the hardest time even just canceling my account. Like, I told them I didn't even care about a refund. I just want to shut it down, and I didn't want to hear from them again.
Yeah. No, I understand. It's almost better to just be like, hey, just leave me alone, okay?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if it's like that, I can deal with it. I'm down with advertising and getting out there.
Oh, no, I can assure you it's nothing like this. This is first page placement on Google. So they actually use Google advertising and a Google partner like ourselves in order to get the leads that they sell. The problem is they sell the one lead to like six people at a time, and they charge all of you, whether you get the job or not. So five out of six people are basically just paying a lead fee for nothing, right? But when we list you independently, they're not cheap. Yeah, exactly. So when we list you independently on the first page, though, the customers, they just Google your services. They see you as a top option. They can call you directly. We don't charge per lead or click or call. It's just one flat monthly rate in order to maintain your first page placement on Google. So you see the difference?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot more cost efficient. The leads are less saturated because they're not going to everybody and their mother.
Yeah,
so the customers are calling you live. We also do other things for your business aside from just put you on Google, too. You know, we actually list you on the first page of Bing. We develop a Facebook ad for you. We do Yelp. We do Yellow Pages. Obviously, 9 times out of 10, your calls are going to come from Google, and we're a Google partner, so we don't even call out unless we have one of those spots open up. But we do cover all your bases to kind of turn into your one-stop shop for everything that has to do with your online marketing. And we try to generate as many leads as we can through those platforms. So that way you're offsetting the cost and able to come back and use the service each month, being that it's month to month. So.
Cool. And you said that y'all, the post that you make, the Facebook post, is this like a monthly thing included with it, or is it like a one-time startup?
No, the Facebook is included. So we create a Facebook ad and we post on it bi-weekly. So that you'll get new postings there. Every time they create a new post, either from like photos on a job that you just did, or maybe there's like a promotion that you're running, they'll send you an email asking you to confirm the post before it's published, and then you just hit confirm and they go ahead and submit it. And then we also are running a Facebook ad. So we're not just creating your Facebook business profile, but we're running an ad to target people who have looked up services that you provide.
Okay, say I already have a Facebook business profile. Is that something I'll take over management for?
Yeah, we can manage it for you if you give us access to it, and then we'll also run the ad through it, so that way it starts driving traffic, help you generate leads from it. So we won't duplicate it. We won't create two.
Cool.
We'll just get into the one and then host it for you. Yeah, so that's a huge benefit. Normally, so if you – here, let me show you the pricing page. You saw that FTC link that I sent you?
I haven't gotten any links yet.
Okay, that's weird. I sent it to this number that we're on, 227-492.
Is it the phone number or the email?
It's a text message.
Oh, yeah, I hadn't gotten that.
Interesting. Oh, yeah, it says
I got an email with a text message, 877-635.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't know how you got an email from a text I sent to your phone. That's odd. But yeah, that's our number.
I just set up this phone, so I don't know what's going on with it right now.
Oh, okay. That's probably why. It's a new phone. Yeah, because on our end, it wasn't even saying it was delivered as a text. Usually it says sent successfully, but it's not showing any of that. So it's weird. I accidentally sent it to you twice now. So I thought it wasn't working.
That's okay.
Yeah, but I wanted to send you... Okay, yeah, so if you do cancel Home Advisor and then they try to say that you owe them lead fees, though, you're going to want that link because there's a thing where you can report fraud and they'll basically drop that. So just to make sure that's behind you.
I'm probably going to go ahead and report the fraud to begin with.
Yeah, it's just a good idea. You know, if you could get reimbursed, then why not? You know, and it only takes you like 2 to 3 minutes to fill it out, and then they'll end up responding to you via email on what they're going to do.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah. You know, you got to keep your overhead low. I understand how it is, too. My own dad actually had that problem. He's 61, and he just doesn't check text messages, and they texted him, like, 20 leads over the course of, like, 3 days, and they tried to – so he went through this, basically. You know, they tried to report or send it to his collections when he wanted to cancel. It was, like, $3,000. I'm like, you're just taking advantage of people.
His situation got worse than mine.
Yeah, it was pretty bad, but since then I've kind of like, okay, I'm going to look out for these people. Like, how many people are there like my dad that are just, you know what I mean, 60-something years old, still busting his butt because he feels like if he doesn't work, he's going to die. and then you're over there taking his money from him, you know? It's like, what's going on, you know?
God, I hate that.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He doesn't need to work. He just works because he feels like it keeps him alive. And then he pretty much, to be honest, he gives most of his money to spoiling his grandbabies, my kids. So it's almost
you're
like you're stealing from my dad and my kids.
Now it's personal.
Yeah, it was very personal. So I was like, okay, you guys stuck your finger in the wrong beehive.
Well, you're in a perfect position to make a difference, Sarah.
Yeah.
You're able to make a big wave.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure they're definitely feeling it. They're probably like, they probably hate me.
Yeah.
The feeling is mutual. But I...
If I was good when the bad guy hates you.
Yeah. Yeah, that is good, huh? My enemy's enemy is... No, that's not what it is. I was going to say, my enemy's enemy is my friend. I'm like, no, they're not my friend. My enemy's enemy
well,
is
not
my
guys.
Enemy. And my enemy became
yeah.
my friend. Yeah, no, these guys are horrible. So I sent you a link to the pricing page, though. There was a discount that John requested for you that I'm going to approve. It's called a new in business credit, and it'll actually save you a lot. So not only will we help you get that money back from the Home Advisor program, but we'll actually shave quite a bit off the monthly cost of this to help get your foot in the door, so that way you're not excluded from all your marketing opportunities.
Cool. Okay.
Did you get that text message?
Let's see. Maybe that one? Okay. No. Not yet. Let's see. I got
how
the
weird.
FTC. Okay, here's another one. Local slash pricing. Okay.
Yep, that's it. Okay. Man, what is going on? Your phone is set up strange. Is it an Android or iPhone?
It's a S10.
Okay, Android.
From an A11.
Yeah. Yeah, those are actually created by Google. A lot of people don't know that. Android is owned by Google.
Well, no wonder I can use it so well. I can use an iPhone. You hand me an iPhone, I don't even know how to make a call on that thing.
Yeah, iPhones are a little different. Yeah, it's weird because they give us the newest Androids every year because we're a Google partner, so that's kind of like our Christmas present, but I always end up re-gifting it because I have iPhone, so it's kind of one of those weird things where they're like, yeah, you don't use our products even though you work for us. I'm like, yeah. But I only like the iPhone because of FaceTime. Like, I have two little ones and my lady, so I like to be able to, pull the camera up, and they're not even in school. So they're always together, and when I call her, then I can check on them. So.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, I could see them on the FaceTime. They don't really have that on the Android phones, where you could just kind of like call them with through the camera.
Well, we do have Duo. We can download Duo.
Duo, okay. Yeah. Yeah. I wasn't too familiar with it. I basically got onto the iPhone way back in the day, like when they first came out, and then I just kind of stuck with it because it just everything.
Yeah.
Transfers over when you get a new device, so it's almost like you're keeping all your photos and all everything, your contacts, it all
exactly.
Just kind of, yeah, you just log in and it transfers over, so that's nice.
Well, you know, recently they've made it where it's easier to transfer from Apple to Google, but I remember, or to Android, but I remember back in the day where it was impossible.
Yeah, they did a lot. They realized that was a big selling factor. Like, everybody thought the only Google phones were the Google Pixel, but it's funny because if you go to California and you visit the Google headquarters, the first thing you see before you walk in the building is that giant Android guy. It's huge. It's a big old green guy, like, right in the front of the Google headquarters. And that's how I learned. I really didn't know. I started working here 10 years ago, and then they invited us over there for a press conference, and we went in there and sat down, and they were telling us all these new products and stuff, and I realized that on my way out, I was like, oh my god, this is a giant Android guy. I'm like, what's that doing here? And they're like, Google owns Android. I was like, I had no idea. They also own YouTube. I did not know Google owned YouTube and created YouTube. So, kind of interesting.
That's cool. Yeah, okay, so I'm looking at these prices, and if I were a bigger company, this would be a great deal.
I agree.
But I'm literally a single person. Like, I work by myself, you know, and I probably make $4,000 or $5,000 a month, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's why they asked me to come on the line. It's because I'm a senior representative here. Sounds horrible when you say it. I hate to say I'm a senior, but I'm a senior representative. And so I have the so I have the ability to override some discounts. Basically, what they're asking me to do, if you scroll all the way down, you'll start to see a little bit more affordable packages, starting at about $299. They asked me to put you on that platinum that's advertised at $599 that comes with all the Facebook ads, basically all the products and whistles that we went over. But they want me to reduce the cost to $299. So instead of you paying $599 for that package, they cut it in half to $299. So it's like $10 a day, realistically. Also, what they're asking me to do is to waive your setup fee for you and put it on a month-to-month basis. So instead of you paying $898 the first month and then $599 each month after that, you're only paying $299 out the door and then $299 for as long as you choose to come back.
$299 every month.
Yep, it's on a month-to-month basis, though, so you got to come back at your own will. Everybody that's on the first page of Google is voluntarily up there.
Okay, so I have Yelp, Pinterest, mm-hmm. Instagram, YouTube, Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Are those all the ones that you would cover?
Yelp and Facebook are covered in the package, and then there's 60 directories total. So those are two of the 60. We have Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Merchant Circle, Manta, AOL, All Pages, Facebook, Amazon Alexa voice search results. You'd be on the first page of the Bing search engine as well, called Bing Local. So there's about 60, but so far you've only listed two of them, which was Yelp and Facebook. that we would be hosting for you. Everything else, we're not going to duplicate your Yelp or your Facebook if you already have them. You know, we'll just go in there and host them for you, and then we'll obviously create all the other ones that you don't have, make sure the information's matching up with what we submit to Google today, and that way the customers can call you direct from those platforms. And then if you already got Home Advisor out of there, then you won't be dealing with other people getting your leads and paying per lead anymore. All those platforms, the leads are coming straight to you. So you'll just be spending the flat $299 to have all of those covered.
Okay. Well, that sounds like something I can do.
Yeah, it's very helpful, too. If you're running a business, you know, it's good to have somebody else focusing on the marketing. That way you could focus on the clients and actually making sure they're getting taken care of.
So okay, and
effort.
How many posts exactly is that? Is one post every 2 weeks?
Yeah, they do a biweekly. You could do weekly as well, but the ad's running throughout the month. So whether you're getting the biweekly post that day or not, you're still going to be having your ad running, and that's where the opportunity is coming from, being marketed to people who are either looking for your services currently or have looked for it in the past, and it's sending that to them through Facebook. But 90% of your
algorithms, the people that search for, you know, different things, that's exactly organizing, but just around that area.
Exactly. So in that category for Facebook, for Google, it's more specific. Google, they give you 15 different keywords, and you get to hand select them, but they have to punch in those keywords in order to get your information. So that way we could verify that they actually looked up. Yeah, of course. We'll have keyword recommendations in your client interview, but you have final say on what you're listed for. So you could just flat out tell them, hey, I want to be listed for this, 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 and this, and that's what we'll list you for.
Okay, cool. Because I'm about to partner with Home Depot and Lowe's as a contractor. So when people go into the store and buy, like, shelving systems, I'll be the one to go in and install them and put their stuff away.
Yeah, no, that's great. I love to hear that. I tell people you got to constantly, you know, even though you're working for yourself when you own a business, you got to constantly market yourself and put yourself in position to receive blessings.
Yeah,
so that's always good. Yeah, if you're not doing that, then, you know, you can't really expect it. That's why I try to tell people. I'm like, I don't know if you ever heard, if you're religious at all, you ever heard that story about the guy in the pursuit of happiness, and the little boy's talking about how the guy's floating out in the middle of the ocean, and people are driving by to save him, and he's going, no, God will save me. And then he dies, and he goes, God, why didn't you save me? He said, I sent you 3 boats, you dummy. You know, it's like you can pray for those blessings, but you still got to do the work and take action when the opportunity comes.
Realize when you got to receive them.
Yeah, exactly. We still do legwork on it. So some people are, I don't know, they just think that a miracle is going to happen and everybody's going to do it for them. But that's not how it happens. The miracles come with the tools, and then you still got to put in the work to receive those blessings.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, it's crazy that you called. 2 weeks ago, I went to a conference for a local television company around Middle Georgia, and they did, you know, what they were offering, I think it was the same, $300 a month, but they only made like 12 posts, and they didn't do anything special with putting them on the first page of anything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They only had like 4 keywords that I could choose. It didn't feel right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it felt very simple. Well, the reason the Google advertising is so dominant is because these people are searching with intent. You know, people aren't usually going to Google looking up the local architects for no reason. You know what I mean? Like, if I type in architects, I'm obviously looking for one, right? So you're catching them at the moment that they're looking for it. Whereas, like, a TV commercial, this guy might be just trying to watch the football game. He doesn't care. He's like, get this thing out of here. And then by the time he actually needs an architect, he's not going to remember that commercial. He's just going to go to Google. He's going to pull out his phone or go to his computer and, you know, look it up and see the top recommended companies and their reviews and their website. And that's, you can make a decision there. So this is keeping you in that.
I actually am in a contract with a TV station in North McDonough to like Forsyth, North Macon area.
Uh-huh.
And I took it because it was a really good deal. It was like $130 a month to run my commercial 60 times, you know, three times a day.
That's not bad.
Every day.
So, yeah, that's not bad.
And it came with the shooting of the commercial, you know, so I was like, yeah, I'll go ahead and take that.
That's pretty cool.
I'm just creating brand awareness. I'm just trying to get, you know, my face, my name out there.
No, it's good to brand yourself.
Like,
you know, still reverting back to you.
I've got all kinds of stuff done, but, you know.
Yeah, I'm still reverting back to my initial statement. It's good for you to keep putting yourself in position to receive blessings, because you don't know. You know, maybe the ideal customer does see that commercial. You know, we don't know which angle they're coming from. The idea is to make sure that you got all your bases covered. So whichever angle they come, you make sure that you're an option in that conversation, and that'll make the money for you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I know how to make. You got to spend money to make money. I get that concept.
Yeah. My dad's been telling me that since I was a kid. You got to pay to play.
The rich don't get rich by keeping their money. They get rich by investing their money.
Yeah, they use their money to make more money. That's exactly how it works.
Well, yeah. Well, I'd like to go ahead and set that up.
Okay. So I'll create your Google business profile. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Actually, I already have a Google business. I have all the profiles.
Oh, okay, but I get, excuse me. Wow, I don't know how that came out like that. So, basically, we're going to resubmit it. So we're not recreating it, but just in case there was a change in any of the information, or even if it's all the same, we want to just verify that with Google, so that way there's no discrepancies, and then this is also going to be published across all the other directories that we create for you. And if there's anything that needs to be updated or changed on those other listings, we will do that. So it's not just about the Google business profile. It's just your profile within our company as well. We have to verify all the information. Okay. So it's going to sound repetitive, though.
The last 4 days, I've been getting calls from people that are trying to go see a mind over matter, and I think it's like a doctor's office
or a
therapy office or something.
Yeah.
And so my number is listed on their website.
Wow. Yeah. So in the bottom of the pricing page, you'll see that the Platinum package usually has a $299 setup fee. And the setup fee is usually for what's called an NAP cleanup and audit. And that means name, address, and phone number. So the beautiful thing about working with Google is Google's the search engine. All those other sites are directories on the search engine. So when we update something on Google and we verify and we do that name, address, and phone number audit, it goes across the entire internet and cleans up all those listings and removes those discrepancies. So that way you're not getting calls from the doctor's office, and the doctor's office isn't getting calls from your guys.
Okay, Josie. Cool.
Sound good?
Well, that sounds great.
Don't worry. I'm not charging you the setup fee, though, but we're still going to do that, even though I'm waiving it.
Because you're an awesome person.
Yeah, I just wanted to keep your overhead low, especially since you told me you were coming off of Home Advisor. I know you spent money there that might have not been worthwhile. It's like, okay, let me get your foot in the door. Hopefully I can offset what you've invested there, get you into the green, and then we could talk about a long-term thing or even growing the campaign later on, you know?
I was about to say, my goal is to grow. I want to have employees and teams.
Yeah, and we can accommodate that growth. You know, when you hire employees or you grow your team, you could always touch base with me and say, hey, you know, I got some more people. I want to try to get more volume. Well, the way we do that is we expand the service area. Like right now, you're covering about a 40-mile radius from your business address, which is like a 45-minute drive around. But, you know, you can grow that. Obviously, the campaigns will get more expensive. That's why some of those other ones are more expensive, because the more ground you cover, it's more programming, and that just creates a more expensive campaign. But, you know, I would love to get your foot in the door on this campaign, start getting your pipeline of business going, start getting some jobs, and then obviously once you're ready to grow, you know, there's all that potential for us to have something bigger in the future.
Awesome. Cool. That sounds good.
Yeah. So this is the foundation, the beginning of a good thing. All right, so I'm going to just verify some information again. I know that this address is posted all over the place, but I just got to verify, and then I could also hide this for you if you don't want it posted across the internet. But are you still at the 111 William Street in Warner Robins?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's my home address.
Okay. Have you gone through the PIN verification already? It didn't show that you were PIN verified.
I think I received it and I had an old one and I got it mixed up, so I threw them both away.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah, that happens. And then what happens, the first one actually expires when you request the second one. So then it's like, yeah, it's a headache. Okay. So we're going to have it expressed to your address. Usually it takes 5 to 7 days when you FedEx Express it. Okay.
Okay.
And then you said you wanted me to hide the street address or have it displayed on Google?
You can hide it.
Okay. So it'll still say Warner Robins, Georgia, and it'll still have your zip code there, the 31093. It just won't have the street address, and the turn-by-turn directions will be deactivated.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
No problem. And then do you spell it Kyla, like K-Y-L-A?
Yeah, like Proud, like Proud Family.
I love that. I remember watching that show. I used to love Disney Channel when I was younger.
I know you did.
Yeah, I feel like we're probably on the same group. Oh yeah, I'm 30. So I yeah, I'm 30. I remember. Oh my God, you're giving me flashbacks. I just had like a flashback moment where I remember those little peanut head guys from the Proud Family. I don't know if it was one of those episodes. But I don't know why I just started thinking about that. I forgot about a lot of that stuff. I used to like watching the Rugrats that was more Nickelodeon, but on the Disney Channel, I remember like Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
Yeah,
Boy Meets World. yeah, growing up, that was a good one. Oh, man. That's crazy.
Good old days, huh?
Yeah, I haven't even thought about that stuff in so long. I got two little ones. I guess I'm totally a dad now.
I was watching Hey Arnold the other day, and that's
my
God. The best.
Hey, football head. Yeah, Hey Arnold, that one was great too. I remember Cat Dog and Doug and Johnny Bravo and the Powerpuff Girls.
Oh,
I remember my sisters used to love the Powerpuff Girls.
Ed, Eddie.
Oh my God, Dexter's Lab. Yeah. Oh my God.
Jimmy Neutron.
I forgot Jimmy Neutron. I forgot about so much of this stuff. Rocket Power. You're making me think about like, oh my gosh, you're taking me back.
Thundercats.
Oh wow, that's a real. Oh my gosh.
There you go.
Oh,
for the nostalgic of the day. You're
yeah,
welcome.
You got me thinking like before school days.
Oh, what about after school? What about
yeah,
Harry
after
Springer?
School at night? Yeah, it was just I lived on Disney Channel and Cartoon Network. That was the stuff.
That is awesome.
Man. That is good. I feel like there's got to be a way that we can dig those up. I know there's Disney Plus at
Netflix.
Home for the kids, but I don't know if they have those old shows on there.
Netflix does.
Netflix, okay.
Netflix
yeah,
like
I have Netflix too. Yeah, see, I'm going to go dig into that and watch them with my boys because I don't ever really get a lot of time to watch TV. Usually when I get home, I just let them watch what they want to watch, you know, keep them sedated. But, yeah, that takes me back.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, at least we'd be able to bond over that, you know?
Mm-hmm. And those are teaching shows. They're actually really good if you watch them.
Yeah, there's so many life lessons in there. And I'm sure there's probably more than I even realized when I was younger, you know?
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah. I didn't even appreciate it until a couple years ago watching some of them.
Yeah, you got me thinking about the wild thornberries.
Yes, I forgot.
I used to love that little crazy kid that they had there. He was actually the guitarist for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I love the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and they and the guitarist played
Someday
that little boy.
At least it was in a better location.
Hey, that's awesome. Yeah, so Flea, the guitarist, actually played that little boy in the Wild Thornberries. That just didn't talk, but just made all those crazy. Sound. Oh, yeah, I used to
love
that. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, taking me back. Okay, what's I gotta focus on this. Okay, what's your last name, Kyla?
Harbush.
Harbush?
Harbush, yes.
Okay. H-A-R-B-U-S-H?
T-A-R-B-U-S-H.
Oh, T, okay. And then I'm going to send you everything in writing for the account because of the discounts I applied. That way you have it in black and white. And then I'll also send the invoice receipt. Since this is considered a business expense, you could write it off. What's your business email address?
Mine, omatterhs@outlook.com.
Okay. MindOMatterHS@outlook.com?
Yep.
Okay. Let me go ahead and update this. Okay. And then your website, I actually haven't even looked at your website, I'm sorry to admit, but let me check it out here. Okay. Got it. Oh, and your name and email are right there. If I would have just pulled up the website. Okay. Okay, Wix. Okay, this is fully compatible. So we won't need to do anything with the site. The site's actually accepted the way it is, as long as you're comfortable with it.
I did pretty darn good for my first website, huh?
You did amazing. I see people who build their own sites all the time, and they look horrible. So you, just so you know, there's a thing called the quality score. So the quality score, it like determines the loading speed on mobile devices, if it has a responsive design to fit the mobile devices, because 83% of searches done on Google actually come from a mobile device, like an iPhone, Android, or tablet. You got an A- on your quality score. So that's pretty darn good. Like, yeah, that's great. You know, as long as it's above a C, they accept it. So you're like well above the accepted version for this. You did great.
Cool.
Yeah. Let me go ahead and attach.
Man,
it.
You are just stroking my ego right now. I'm telling you what.
No, you're doing good. You're doing good. My, I'm telling you, I'm a married guy. I get it. My lady doesn't do all this stuff.
Look, I didn't either. I'm telling you, I ran away from the internet and phones and everything for the last 10 years. I'm just now learning all this year.
No, that's good. That's good. And it's about development, you know? You don't want to just be in the same spot when times are changing. You know, it's important to diversify and put yourself in position to, like I was saying earlier, have blessings come from different places. If you just stay in the same spot and the world's spinning around you, you're going to miss out on a lot of things. You know, you got to adapt. And it's good. I like it that way. It keeps us busy.
I'm modeling and stuff too.
You're doing what?
Modeling, and I just got hired for a film. I got a couple of speaking roles.
Wow. Like movies?
Yeah, so I do a little something. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool. I just signed up for this webpage that, you know, the casting, and I put in an application. My first casting call application I did, I got the job.
Wow. My sister, I mean, we grew up in Southern California, so we were close to Hollywood. But Hollywood's not what they make it out to be, let me tell you. But she did a couple of those when we were younger, and she had like a really small role on a show. I forgot what show it was. I don't know. It was, was it? I know it wasn't anything that I watched. I think it was like, was it Hannah Montana? I don't know, but she did that, and that was basically like the end of her acting. She got over it, and my parents were not so thrilled about, because they would just, basically once they start filming, they grab your kid, and then they go in there, and the parents can't even go in there, you know, so the parents are like, that's awkward, I don't like her spending a day or two with some random strange people, she's a minor, and they just kind of pull you back
right
there, you know, so, That's cool, though. I can't imagine. I don't think I got the chops for it. I got the Jason Statham thing going on, like the stubble beard and no. no hair on the top. I look real English, though. So I don't know if that'll work for me. All right.
Hey, it works for him.
Yeah, it worked for him. You know, I could definitely do an action film. I'm fit as a fiddle. if they ever need another Jason Statham or Dom Toretto for Fast and Furious, I can do those roles. All right. So I got your business profile pretty much set up. The last few questions on here are, how do you want your hours of operation displayed for the business?
Open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay, 8 a.m. to 5, Monday through Friday. What about Saturday and Sunday? Are you closed?
Open for quotes.
Open for quotes, okay. So we can do by appointment only?
Yes.
Okay. And then, let me see here. Right. And then what types of payments are you able to accept from your clients?
Debit. I've got the debit pay through Wix.
Okay. So cash, check, and card?
Yes.
Okay. Submit. All right, perfect. So there will be a client interview. Excuse me. The client interview typically takes about 30 minutes to 45 minutes max. It's a set of about 32 questions that they're going to ask you about your business. They're mostly general knowledge information. It just helps us, like, set up your keywords, the service area you cover, and just further customize the campaign. That way we're listing you properly and always getting you qualified calls for your services. We do ask for an hour window to complete that client interview. Is there a time, like, either later today or tomorrow where we can sit down with you and knock that out?
I am headed to finish a job right now.
Okay.
It'll probably take me about an hour or so. What time is it? Maybe 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock, okay. Let me see what we got here. Pull up the schedule. I have a 1 to 2 available. Let me see.
Anything later than that?
So I have their schedule on here, but I want to make sure. Oh yeah, so I have a 4 to 5.
That'll be perfect.
4 to 5?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your Outlook.com email, and then I'm also going to send a text message. I'm basically going to set it up to text you 1 hour before as a reminder. Okay. If anything pops up or changes, like let's say that job goes over or something pops up, I understand. Just let me know at that time. I could always reschedule it, but we want to get the client interview done as soon as possible so that way we're not wasting any time.
Even without my business being verified with Google with this thing you sent me, will they still be able to find it if they look for it?
So the Google business profile won't appear unless it's verified.
So it hasn't been on Google yet.
Yeah, exactly. So this will be a nice change of pace for you. And then you only have to verify yourself once. So it's like even if you leave our services later, which I don't think you will, but even if you left in the future, you still have all your Google business profile up there. It's still a verified business. You still keep all your reviews, you know, so... It'll definitely be an advancement, not just on having the first page placement.
So after I complete a job, is there a way that a request for a review can be sent, like an automatic email or something?
Yes, there is. So we have a app and we have an account dashboard and tracking system. So you can do it on your PC or your phone. And there's a section in there where you can ask the customer to leave a review. So it's really cool because the tracking system will actually track... Oh, that was odd. Oh, can you hold for one moment?
Yes.
Okay. I'm so sorry, Kyla. This poor old lady, like, just fell so hard right outside of her office.
Oh, no. Is she okay?
Her elbow's all scraped up. I just helped her up.
You didn't apologize, did you?
Well, why would I apologize? I didn't hurt her.
That's accepting liability right there.
Oh, no, no. She just... gosh, what thing? I feel bad. I know that's somebody's mama. Something. That is bad. Okay. So what I was saying, though, about the app, so there is a section in there where you can actually track, like, all the calls and the leads that you're getting. So it'll show you, like, what service they looked up to find you. It'll save their number, and then it'll also save, like, the zip code that they searched or called from. And then you can go in there and verify that that turned into a customer, that it wasn't just a call or a lead. And when you do that, it sends them a message, and it asks them about their experience with you and to leave a Google review. So it's really cool. A lot of my guys,
that's so awesome.
Yeah, like basically when they're leaving a job or when they're in their truck, they just, you know, tap that, sends it to them, and it asks them, and then they pull off, and they got that message asking about how things went.
So oh, I super love that. Do y'all have an affiliate program?
Do y'all have a what? I'm sorry?
Do y'all have an affiliate program?
What do you mean by that?
Like, say I refer some other business to y'all, or do y'all reach out to other businesses?
Yeah, they have to qualify, and we have to reach out to them for the placement. We can't just put anybody up there. Google actually decides who qualifies, and they create the qualified candidates list, and then they'll give it to my reps, kind of like the John Ramirez that you were speaking with at the beginning of the call, and then they reach out to him. But we did have a referral program where it was like if you referred somebody and we did have their listing available, or like even if you referred somebody and we put them on the qualified candidates list for the next time it was available and they ended up signing up, that we would give you a month of service for free. So that actually is still... that's still in effect, but, you know, we might not be able to sign them up right away. Like, I might just be like, oh, you know, we'll just put you on the top of the list for the next opening, and then we know we don't have to go down the list. We could just call that guy, and it'll be filled, you know.
Cool.
Yeah. So that's a little food for thought. Okay, so I got the client interview scheduled. Oh, here, I forgot to send this invitation. That lady sidetracked me. I hope she's okay. I'm going to go check on her after this.
Hi.
All right, give me 1 second.
I can wait.
It's okay. I'm going to send you the, they're talking to her outside, too, so we got a few other people that are out there attending to her. I'm still going to go out there. I just heard a loud crash. It sounded like she almost broke a window. It was scary. Okay, so you should have the calendar invitations there, and then I set up that text message reminder, so it's going to be between 4 and 5 this afternoon.
Okay.
All right, perfect. So the last thing we got to do is secure the listing and then do a brief voice verification, and then we'll be good to go until the client interview. Oh, what I want to do, too, before we do this, let me send you my direct number and extension. I'll be your account lead. There's going to be an account management team that will help me with fulfillment, so I'm not, like, the only person you'll talk to, and there's also a 24/7 customer service, but if you need help, I just want to make sure you have somebody you can call directly. Okay?
Cool.
Okay. Be your point guy. And then I'm also going to send in this this email address to you, too. It's just photos@localsplash.com. If you get new photos that you want us to upload to the Facebook or to the Google Business profile, you can just send them in. We already have your email number on file, and we'll be able to upload those and use those for you.
Okay. Are you doing payment right now, or are we doing that when we do the profile?
Oh, no, I have to secure the payment before we do the client interview, so I would secure that with you now.
Okay, all right. Let me grab a card. Okay. This card, this is my business card I have right now. It works on my online transactions, but I try to use it at Home Depot, and it declines. So if it doesn't work, I'll just have to transfer some money and use my personal account.
Okay, no worries. So we'll try it like this, and then if it declines, it won't overdraft you or anything like that. It'll just decline it. So we'll go from there.
Okay.
All right. And then it just says Kyla Tarbush on it?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any middle initial?
M, as in Marie.
Okay. And then the billing address is the same as the street address we're PIN verifying?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
4584.
4584. Oh, sorry. 4 digits at a time, please.
1700. Oh, I'm sorry. 4584.
Okay. 4584.
1700.
1700.
0687.
0687.
1740.
1740. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0825.
0825, and there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
284.
284, okay. All right, so let me go ahead and update. All right, and then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording as an added form of protection for you because of the discounts. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything I say that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me, okay? I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure you're at a firm understanding before I authorize any kind of transaction, okay?
All right, that's fine. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Okay, Kyla, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Mind as a Matter Home Solutions.
Okay, and can you please state your name and title within the company?
Kyla Marie Tarbush, owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your company today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. It says 24 to 48 hours is a reasonable period of time. We're not going to ride you if you miss calls, but obviously answering the phone is going to be very indicative of what kind of results that you see. So try to be mindful of that. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So we know what you're currently using. It's just saying, like, after today, you shouldn't add anything else. You shouldn't really need anything else, but if you are going to add something else, just double check so you can make sure that you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or, like, duplicating any of the listings.
Cool. All right. And then do that.
It says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do ask that you give it at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is a month-to-month program. You're not bound to any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's September 22nd of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299 for the Platinum Package Bundle. We've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your programming, and then I've locked you in at that rate. So when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to renew each month on the 22nd day at $299. It won't ever go up on you or change unless you call in and say, hey, you know, I'm growing the company. Obviously, we'll cross that bridge when we get there, but that's the only way your price changes. Otherwise, it just stays $299. It says you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There are no cancellation fees or penalties. All that we ask is you let us know before the next billing is due so that way we could stop your billing cycle. and then it asks if you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
I do.
Okay. So upon your initial payment authorization, you're going to receive a welcome text message as well as a welcome email loaded with information about what to expect as a new local Splash client. The welcome email is going to have the username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system, and there's a 7-minute YouTube video that shows you how to use it. So super insightful. It'll make things a lot easier, make sense a lot quicker if you watch that video. And then you're going to have a dedicated account manager, which will be myself. I'm here Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then it says if they're after hours, obviously contact customer service at the same number. You just hit extension 1.
Okay.
That concludes our voice verification. Did you have any other questions, comments, or concerns while I had the recording on?
No, sir.
Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and turn this off. All right, so that concludes the voice verification. I want to officially welcome you aboard, say thank you for signing up with the local Splash team. You should have some text messages there. I'll say, like, Kyla, thank you for choosing local Splash. They might be coming through as email. I know you have the phone set up kind of weird.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, when you get some free time, I could tell you're kind of out and about. But when you get some free time, please go over that, sign the bottom of it. It's not a contract, but I just want to make sure we have in black and white that I gave you that discounted pricing structure and that it's locked in. Okay, so that has all the products and features in there too, so that way it's just clearly outlined everything that we're doing for you.
Awesome, thank you.
Absolutely. Welcome aboard. You have a great day. Look out for that client interview and then also the PIN verification when that comes in the mail. Please give me a call, text, email. I just need that 5-digit number as quickly as possible. After that, you can throw it away or do whatever you want with it.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. I'll talk to you soon. You have a great day, Kyla.
All right. You too. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. How is she doing? She okay?